Guava, Power Frequency Tribe, here we are again.
Yeah.
Hey guys.
Charlie, what's up?
Yeah. How you guys doing?
How are you guys doing, gentlemen? Selassie, how are you?
What's up, bro?
Everything's good, man. Like, I mean, I can't complain. What am I complaining about, Charlie?
They're chilling.
You're always blessed, isn't it?
Yeah.
So positive.
Yeah. How's your week, bro?
I'm doing good. It's been a good week. I'll say very productive. And, you know, exercise wise, everything is going good, you know, with the hospital, with business.
Yeah.
So I'll say, it's a win. It's been a win-win for me.
That's great.
I'm here with the family, so you guys can imagine how excited I am to be here. So,
King Y.
No, dope.
That's
dope. Yeah,
Woman
no.
Supreme. What you say?
Yeah, no, same. Like, we are back here, and like I mentioned last week, this is always like therapy for me. So, I'm pumped, I'm chill, like I'm ready to go.
That's awesome. That's calm.
Yeah.
Patty.
Me.
The queen.
How's your week been?
Yeah, good. I have a new client. And that's like going really well. You know when someone's like really hyped about what you're doing?
Yeah.
So that's cool. Yeah. And then loads of ideas coming my way. Met some really cool people. So networking is on point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I got my hair done.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. The braids look lovely.
Shout out to you, Mofti.
Yeah, the curries and all of that.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Africa.
Representing for the culture. Yeah,
the motherland. Representing the motherland.
Got to. But yeah, so our topic for today.
Mm-hmm.
Could you have our drum roll?
Boom, boom, boom.
Bro, I'll get you a deal, bro.
Yeah, pull me on, bro.
I didn't hear it.
Pull
the first
me on,
time.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it.
Bum, bum, bum.
You're actually going to want to record that. Imagine getting a text message.
I have to put a trademark on it.
Bro,
you should.
Quickly. Yeah. Quick.
You should.
Make
you
it
should.
An NFT, bro.
Yeah, I need to do that. I could make it an NFT.
Yeah.
And then, you know, have it on. You know, have it on the marketplace on OpenSea.
That's actually a whole idea.
We have to do that. Yeah.
So with NFTs.
NFTs, they're coming back up today, right? Because I need to hear
Tell
more.
Tell us
about
something.
So the way NFTs work, NFTs are non-fungible tokens. I'm going to give you just like a crash course on NFTs. So art, you know, it gives you the right and then the royalties to your art. Which could be music, it could be art, it could be 2D art, 3D, pixel, any type of art. So then you have this art and then you list it on a marketplace or a launch pad like OpenSea, which is for Ethereum. And now they've had Solana on it. Those have Polygon.
Yeah.
And then for Solana only you go to Magic Eden.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you do that. My bad. And then you have your art there, you sell it, someone connects with it, they buy it, and you know, every time the art is resold, you get your royalty on it. You get up to 10% royalty on it. So you can imagine if, let's say for example, you have a record label, you get an artist, and then you let the artist get 80% off the masters.
Mm.
It doesn't happen in any record label.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a different way to change the game. There are also like play-to-earn games that you use like avatars, you know, in the metaverse and all of that. So it's a whole broad, you know, concept, but it's come to stay. And I think you guys should hit me up on the NFTs and all of that. We can talk about everything that's got to do with NFTs on different blockchains, and I got you guys, you know.
That's
dope. So let's do it.
That's
dope.
That's dope. Yeah,
I'm
that's
definitely
dope.
Here for
that's
it.
Dope.
100.
That's dope. Thanks, bro.
100.
Yeah.
The topic comes in line with what we also say at Kwaba to all people that are visiting Ghana for April Easter holidays. So the topic is sort of like about should you live in Ghana or work abroad.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah,
the whole idea of like, do people move back to the motherland, you know,
yeah,
to live in Ghana or work abroad?
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Yeah. So who wants to start it off?
So what about both? What about work from home? So like live in Ghana and then like, but then your work is abroad.
Oh, so you go back and forth?
No, so you live here, but then you get paid there.
Oh, I see. Okay. Cause you mean like distance work?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, yeah. Remote working. Work from home.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have a friend who's doing that right now. That's why.
Yeah.
She just came here, but then like,
yeah,
you know, she's working from home, so.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people are doing that now, isn't it?
Yeah.
All these memes that you see, like where they like turn your camera on and someone's in a pool at the beach. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah.
I think Twitter was making a move to, you know, let people stay at home permanently after the pandemic. Or like, you know, your services could be rendered enough. It doesn't have to be in an office,
exactly.
You know, like in a building. So it made things
it
easier,
changed.
And it also
yeah.
changed. Yeah,
mm.
It was a
yeah.
revolution for, you know, tech and all of that. So
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. There was like the year the return. No, go
yeah.
ahead.
No. Yeah, but I'm like that same concept. Like remote working is like the same thing that like the DWG my studio runs on. Like
really?
Everybody, yeah. All the guys that like do the drafting and then like the structural drawing and whatnot. Yeah, they are like one guy's even in Takoradi, another guy's in Kumasi. So
oh, dope.
Yeah,
that's actually cool. Yeah,
it's come to stay. It's definitely come to stay.
Fire.
But
so you, Selassie, so you say it's more of a live here, but you work for someone abroad. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just giving another option.
He's giving like another.
Yeah.
But that's like a good shout, isn't it?
I prefer you work here
because
you keep your taxes here, but
yeah,
you know.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Kwame, what do you think?
Okay, so live here. No, so back to like the topic like
mm-hmm.
that we have today is like live in Ghana or work abroad. Like, you know, like it's like there's this just based on the economy. Like right now, there are people who would rather go out than like be in Ghana and then like go through what like, you know, like the economy has become. Do you get it? Like if I can say. So like there's like a lot of even relationships or even a lot of families that are like coming apart or like even trying to like, you know, struggle with these concepts. But then, yeah, me personally, like, I go for, like, living in Ghana because me, most of the times, it's like, how are you going to make it well if, like, we all go?
Yeah.
You know? How is anything going to change if, like, yeah, we all just go? So, for me, like, yeah, I vouch for this. And, like, I really believe in, like, agriculture, right? And then it's just, like, there's this whole after colonialism, right? Like there's this whole white collar appreciation, like white collar jobs, like people wanted to sit in the office, like the youth wanted that. So it's like the agriculture that it's like the backbone of most economies, like we lost that, you know. So like, right now it's like people don't want to work for like agriculture. Like which we should be doing. So like me, I believe like let's stay here. Let's work here, you know, like Afro Charlie said, is like keep the tax
Do you know what it is as well, like because there's so many riches, if everyone actually saw that, do you know what I mean? Like the simplest example, but like coconuts, there are so many coconuts in Ghana.
Exactly.
But no one really
rates
coconut oil, coconut milk. Like, you could literally be cooking with so...
Do you know
how much coconut milk is?
Yeah, coconut oil is very expensive in Ghana.
Sure. Yeah, but it makes no sense because there's so many...
Yeah.
But everything is, like, exported.
We have the
imported.
Raw material.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense
why... The raw material gets exported and then
the
people here just want to import stuff from abroad.
And then
but then it's like, most of the time, we all just want to sit in the office. Like, no disrespect. Like, you know, like, I'm choosing my words, like, heavily here. But then it's like, the majority would, like, has that notion like that type of job is more appreciable, like people like respect you, or you know, like I mean majority of people think like that. So it's like I feel like let's normalize, like, you know, other trades. Like that's the thing, that's the problem, that's what makes people think like working here is so strange, you know.
Do you know what, like, it's true, like people work in an office think, oh, I'm going to respect you more for that.
Yeah,
but personally, like, I've been a teacher for 10 years, right?
Yeah,
I wanted to leave that and be like an entrepreneur and a creative, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so anyone who tells me they're an entrepreneur or creative, like, I respect that.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? If you have a job, I respect that too, but I'm not going to respect you more just because you work in an office.
Yeah,
it doesn't make you a better person.
Yeah. No. Does that make sense? It doesn't. No.
Like, I definitely think it's to do, like, it always goes back to slavery and colonialism, innit? Because it's literally, like, people think, oh, if I work in an office and I'm dressed a certain way, like, dressing the white way is nice. No.
Yeah.
No,
dressing
the Ghanaian cultural way is the best.
Yeah.
Like, ever. The most beautiful.
No, yeah.
Like,
we should embrace, like, all of these things. Like, we embrace all these cultures. But then, what do you think? Like, Cubano, what do you...
On the topic.
Exactly.
Okay, so for me...
you've lived in Cuba, right? For how many years?
I've lived in Cuba. I've lived in the U.S. I've lived in Cuba for seven years.
Siete
años. Wow.
Yeah.
And in the U.S.?
Yo hablo español como si fuera un cubano.
Sí, seguro. He speaks Spanish like he was
like a Cuban, you know, Cuban. Like, call me El Cubano.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, and then U.S.?
In the U.S. was, during the time I was in Cuba, I would always go to Atlanta or New York for, like, spring break, and then, like, short breaks, like, 10 days, and, like, so, yeah.
So you lived in Cuba, but you, like, holidaying
in the States. Yeah, like, the whole time. It was like, 45-minute flight.
Dope.
Yeah,
so what are your thoughts on, so, like,
because
you've lived abroad?
I know, you know, Ghana is a very rich place and still very fertile when it comes to avenues for business.
Yeah, no, so definitely.
I am definitely for the notion to, like, you know, get into something sustainable, which is, you have to be smart. And I think that the advantage of having known different cultures also gives you that, you know, wider scope of you know, ideas. Because if you have been out, like, you've been to some other places, you have more ideas of what to do. Because in Ghana, there's so many franchises that, you know, are still not here. There's so many things you can do here compared to, you know, the West. The West, everything is done.
Yeah.
Bro. So once you find a niche, you get it. And then you go hard, you focus, you do it. And just make sure you're consistent. The problem we have here is consistency.
Yeah.
Once you can keep it consistent and quality, you're good to go.
Yeah.
Customer service, 100. Customer service is shit. For me, customer service is, like, very important for me.
Yeah.
If you have all of these things in check, your business is going to go. So I feel like I would want to get a business, you know, running, and then travel the world. I want to know more cultures.
Yeah, definitely.
So I don't like.
Oh, so I love the fact that you say what, that.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
I'm not trying to. So what I'm trying to do is, I'll definitely like to do my specialty, right?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking of doing that in South Africa. I fell in love with Cape Town.
Cool. Yeah. I've never been.
So most likely South Africa, which definitely feels like home. You know, very serene. You know. Yeah. The atmosphere, the trees, the plants, it's amazing, you know, the people. So I'm thinking of that, you know, in the near future.
Yeah.
Do my specialty.
Yeah.
Travel the world. Work. You can definitely work remotely, as you said, you know, do my NFTs and other things.
Yeah.
And I also have some businesses on the ground here too.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to Suya Republic.
Shout out to Suya Republic.
You
know. Heavy, bro.
So check us out on Instagram, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so this is literally what we're talking about, though. So you think it's more about working abroad then, right? Than staying in Ghana, because you are Ghanaian and you're here.
Yes. So what I'm saying is, I would work here, get that system sustainability, you know, and then be able to go around the world, but still working.
Oh, I see.
You get what I'm saying?
So because you mean, like,
you work remote, like, in Ghana,
you make, like, you, like, you make money here, then when you've got enough money, then you go traveling.
Yeah, then you go traveling, but then as you're traveling, you're working. You're just not traveling. You're hitting two birds with one stone.
No, because sustainability, I thought, was about looking after the environment. You know, when something is renewable.
Okay. Recycle. I meant for, yeah.
You meant like
personal, well, yeah, like, yeah.
Personally, oh, yeah, for myself, yeah.
I hear
so
you.
So that's what I mean.
So is that what you all think?
No, no.
He feels different. He.
Yeah, you think. Yeah.
No, the thing is, it's not like, that's not what I don't think. But then for me, the question I have for, like, Cubano is, if, like, what do you, how do you, like, feel about the person doesn't have any means, like, they can't survive locally, do you get it? They can't survive, like, it's hard. Mm-hmm. The economy is, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, here?
Yeah, here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but how can they even afford a flight abroad then?
No, wait. But then there's an opportunity outside, because most of the times that's the case.
Okay, cool. That's nice. Yeah.
So how can you tell that person, no, but then you have to stay because, yeah, agriculture is better here, there are a lot of avenues. Like, how can you tell that person? Do you get it? Like,
I also think this is a personal opinion, yeah. But, like, if every Ghanaian got to travel, they would actually see how beautiful Ghana is.
No,
I honestly, every single day, and this is not an exaggeration. Yeah. Might like to exaggerate sometimes, but I'm not exaggerating with this one. Every day for the last 8 years that I've been coming here, and every day since December, since I moved here, I've had to justify why I'm here to Ghanaians.
Yeah.
Like, even today and yesterday, especially Uber drivers or Bolt drivers or people that are me who are like Ghanaian. Basketball court, why are you here? Like, everyone wants to trade, whoever does my hair, my nails. Like, let's
swap,
let's
swap. Is that same, like, that's why people are asking you, do you get it? Like, it's like, why are you here? Do you get it? When you could have been, you know?
Yeah, but that's because they haven't been abroad, so they don't know.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Because if they knew how hard it actually is, do you know what I mean? And how, like, rat race, do you know what I mean? Like, everyone aspires for this. Like, that's what I was saying. Like, people that come in December, they live for that. Like, they wait for that. Oh, yeah, everyone talks about Ghana.
Yeah.
Like, we all be, like, at parties, and then people make jollof, and it's a competition about who's got the best jollof.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese comes in there as well. But, like, everyone's always, like, me personally, I'm always talking about Ghana.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah. Like,
Ghana has been on the you know, globe, like, tourist spot number one, Accra.
Yeah.
For, like, people, like, man.
Since 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it wasn't 2020. No, that was before. 2019 was the year of the return, right?
Yeah.
I'm getting confused because of COVID. What year was the year of the return?
2019.
But I kind of feel like we needed another year
crazy
of the
December. That was Afro Nation too.
That was
crazy. Bro. Crazy shit.
2019
year of the return, I think. Yeah. Like, now when people are actually returning.
Yeah.
And then with this whole, like, being able to work, like Selassie was saying.
Yeah.
And also, like, when people have been living their shittest lives, like, in places like, I don't know. I'm not going to quote him. I just swore. When you've been living in colder places, and people like me don't like colder places, like New York or London, like, you've been wanting it for so long, then you're stuck in those cold places without being able to go on holiday to somewhere warm. Yo, as soon as the borders opened, I was like, I'm out of here. Like,
outside.
I'm outside.
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 Yo, we have to cut them, man. I'm sorry.
I feel Charlie.
Yo, I feel like. I understand what you're saying. Like, you made these comments about, like, your people in Ghana don't, like, they should travel and see the beauty.
Yeah.
Like, yo, people here, like, you can't see the beauty when you're hungry.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, I hear what you're saying.
It just comes back to that.
I hear what you're saying. No, I'm not talking, now we're not talking, we're talking about people, no, one sec. Okay. We're talking about people who are, like, do you know what I mean? Like, in our circle sort of thing. Does that make sense? I'm not talking about people who are struggling on the road, who've got nothing to eat, and the children. I know, like, gosh.
Okay.
They just need someone. They only need the government to look after them. Because abroad, the government would do that. Why are their children on the road? Like, asking, begging for money. Like, I saw this kid, it's just a puff was coming out. Like, that's so unfair. Like, or that, like, people have nothing. The government should be helping, like, people. Like, during Corona, my Uber driver was telling me, he was just laid off, told to stay home. and then no one paid him the whole time, and they said to stay home for 7 months.
Yeah.
I said, how can they do that? Yo, like,
the government is broke.
But they can build a cathedral.
I mean, that money isn't from, like, it's like loan money.
Do you know, is it? After
they can't loan money to help people instead?
Everything the government does is borrowed money. They don't have any
money.
Yeah, but then look after your people. There needs to be, like, housing. Does that make sense? Yeah. Housing, clothing, clean water, like, food.
But you know, like, the
child care.
Basic amenities.
You know, the people want the cathedral.
Come again?
The people want the cathedral.
Yeah, but people want food and drink too, right? Well, I mean, food and water. Yeah. And like a roof over their heads. I don't know.
But you see, the people, they're brainwashed, so they think that like the cathedral will bring all these things.
Yeah, I hear you. But that's what I meant with the brainwashing. It's the whole like everything is shinier and nicer abroad. But that's just television. That's not daily life. The way for people abroad and me, like daily life is not like it's on holiday here.
Yeah, because you know, time really counts when you're abroad.
Oh
and
my gosh.
You know,
agreed.
Everything is moving, everything is planned super. You're up at 6, your day, you know, it's a super packed day, and then you have to get on the bus, or you have to get on the train, you have to get on the metro, like you have to do your shit, you know, and it's a cycle. You have to do everything, your laundry, your groceries, like everything is crazy, you know. And then you can't miss, you have no excuses, you can't, you know, you can't give no stories.
Yeah,
Ghana, yeah, you go wrong story. You go tell them something.
You
know,
I'm coming.
Yeah, I'm coming. Where are you? Oh, me, I did come. You know, energy. Yeah, that, you know, in the Western world, that doesn't never happen.
Nobody, yeah, things get called off easily. Obviously.
Yeah, like
I actually, my job was like the most stressful. Everyone's job is always the most stressful.
You ask for the manager right now, because you have to be on your toes. Yeah, they don't give a fuck, man. Hey, like nobody.
In a shop, someone's like stretching while they're talking to you. Like the whole top goes up.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, everyone's rude because they don't want to work because they're like, they're not getting paid enough.
It's a cycle.
It is a huge cycle. So what can we do?
To break the cycle? That's a very tough question, because the cycle starts from the government. And then the government has to do what they have to do, and then we have to do what we have to do.
But doesn't it start with the people?
Nah.
Doesn't
start
with the people?
Yeah, I don't think.
Whichever. Okay, I feel like, okay, vice versa.
No political, like.
Yeah. No, like,
or
whatever, you know?
No, but
then it comes to the people.
It starts with the people.
Yeah, so
definitely
either
the people, bro.
The people, I also said that. I was like, if it's vice versa, but then the government also has to do what they have to do. They've been put into power to do what they have to do, irrespective of whatever. It's nothing about politics. I'm just saying that's their
job.
People,
because the people chose, like, the government.
People also,
like, it's the people.
The people also have a huge role, like more than a 70% role to play in how things go. Because if the people put in the whole 100% and then the government is still... See Cuba. See,
I mean, the government can be held accountable and should be held accountable.
If you go to Cuba, the people do everything. The people live in fear, bro. They do everything.
Which is wrong.
Which is wrong. But then the government has instilled this in them. They've put it in their minds, in their subconscious, that, you know, you can't do this.
Yeah.
And then there's nothing, bro. You can't. You know, I was in Cuba.
You can't do what?
Like, there's certain things you can't do. You can't riot. You can't even go out and protest.
I never. You mad?
You can't.
Like there. So even
you
in
can't.
Mexico, man, like
you can't.
The
you
police is always controlling
so
a road.
So in
like
Cuba, you can't
their,
do that.
Like,
even like
shit.
Peacefully, they had a very peaceful like protest on the 11th of June last year, and they were holding flowers, you know. And then the cops came for them and pulled them down, and they put them in jail for like 11 years, 15 years. For no reason.
Holding flowers.
And then you tell them, just holding flowers.
Wow.
So what did they do? This is the government here.
You're not allowed to speak.
Yeah.
Even
so and,
like
and it doesn't choice. Make sense. So I'm saying, you're talking about Ghana, but like, you're talking about experiences from like everywhere.
And then think about places like Dubai, where like during Corona, like literally I have a few friends who live there. They were like, the government took over people's phones. So if the curfew was at like 6, at 5, just... alarm would go off on your phone saying you need to make your way home, and if you went inside and like stepped out, like a drone would literally come and take a pic, and you'd get like a mad fine. Well, like when you're caught with like drugs, isn't it, people someone with a football player was caught with like CBD oil that wasn't even his in the car, and he was like in prison. I don't even know if he's out now, But like,
yeah,
in general, you can just be caught with a time out of weed 6 months in jail a month. They just decide whatever they decide.
Yeah.
Isn't that princess caught as well? Like, in like they've literally just like kept her hidden.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Like she's tried to like run away a few times and stuff. Yeah. 100. No, yeah. There's so many strict places, and this is what I mean. Like Ghana means freedom, yo.
Yeah, no, Ghana. Cuba, you know, Cuba made me really appreciate Ghana, bro. Like, today like this, I just went to the beach. I just chilled. I was there, relaxed. You know, in Cuba, you cannot really just do that. You know, and it feels, as you said, you know, you have that also African spice added to the flavor. Mm. You know, so it's a dope feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
It definitely is.
It's a very good place, you know, when it comes to tourism. If you want to have like a good vacation, definitely Ghana is a very good place. Yeah. Not just Accra, like definitely go out of Accra, Volta region, you know, Central, Takoradi, Cape Coast, all of these places. They have very dope places. To the north, Mole,
you know,
Kweu, all Ada, you know, all the places, you know.
Everywhere,
Kaku.
Cape Coast,
everywhere, lots of places, so lots of places.
And then, if you want to live here, you definitely have to psychologically adapt yourself to the changes because things here just work differently. Mm-hmm. Patty, what do you say about that? What does Patty have to say about that? Because she's the one who has moved here, right? Yeah. How has the transition been, like from your lifestyle there? You lived a certain lifestyle for a number of years, and you had to switch.
Sometimes
I see on your Instagram, you go for your basketball game, and then they're not there. Like they're late, and it's all the time. And I like, literally, you know. So like, you, like, how has the transition been?
I mean, obviously, you know, like the helpful thing is that I've been coming for like 8 years. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, so I've been accustomed to it, but it's different being on holiday than actually living here.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fact in England is, like, black people time, I was even saying this to my sister in London, we were on the phone for like an hour and a half yesterday, like catching up. The transition is so crazy because black people time over there is like a funny joke, like, oh, we're late. Like, I'm always late in London, innit? Unless it's work, like anyone that will speak to you, they will laugh. I'm always late, Charlie. Like, I'll be one of the late, I'm late to my own birthday. Like, I literally arrived for my birthday like 5 hours late. Like, swear down. And then here, like, yeah, they are like, oh, practice at 10, and I'm like, aye. So when I get there, like, let's say the first time, 9:30, I already thought I was late, because in London, you need to, like, warm up before, be there, like, early. Now, like, 11:30, they, like, turn up. When I did, like, 8 a.m. sharp, we're going for hydrotherapy. I get there, and they're like, because I already know, innit, don't go earlier. They're all still, like, asleep and shit.
Pause, was, like, just, like, the second time of this week, I'm hearing hydrotherapy. Someone should explain it to me.
Oh, so we went to like the pool, and then you do like stretches and like exercises in the water.
Oh, okay.
So it actually intensifies it. So yeah, whether you do like muscle work, like that intensifies it. Then
you
if you're relaxing, huh?
What's
yeah,
about?
Sort of. You can do like massages. You can do like proper workout. We were like sprinting, walking backwards, doing like different things. Like, it's really cool. Now my team is like bare cool still. And that was a cool idea, yo. We went to like Burma camp. For 20 CDs, you can use like all the facilities all day.
Yeah.
So you can use a pool, play basketball, play tennis.
You know they have horses.
Is it? I'm not really into horses like that, but for people who like horses.
Yeah, so for people who like horses, they have like some nice horses in Burma camp. You can go there and then get to ride.
Yeah.
You know, they have all the, you know, protective gear.
Nice.
So run yourself.
Hey, but I don't want to complain, yeah, but since we're talking about this whole, like, being abroad, like, they force women to wear a shower cap, like a swim cap, but not men. And I'm like, but we all have hair on our heads. And they were literally like, I was in the water the whole time, did a whole hydrotherapy. Then towards the end, they're like, oh, the women have to wear a cap. And they're like, we don't have one. You can wear the used ones.
Hell nah.
Yeah. I was like, I'm alright, innit? They're like, oh no, what do you mean? And then everyone, they're so sweet, they look after you so much. Like, you know, when that's one thing, like when we talk, so many differences, yo. But Ghanaians are kind.
Yeah.
Ghanaians are kind people. They care about you, they want to help you, they'll go out of their way to help you. for nothing in return. Like, yeah, they just can't. Like, even you guys, like, everyone's so nice.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Sure. So
thank
everyone's
you for
like,
the compliment.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Gracias, has to be said another. So they're all now concerned that I don't want to wear my shirt. And I'm like, it's cool. Like, I have to go work anyway. It's this whole, like, concept. I always feel like I need to rush because it's engrossing me from London. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Now you'll be on the subway and you end up running when you don't even know. Then don't need to run. You're not late. But everyone else is doing it. So.
Yeah.
And if a meeting is at 4, you're late at 5 to 4. Or you're late at 4 because you should have been at 5 to.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And emails need to be, like, everything is just, like, boom, 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 all day. Like,
super
people
packed.
Eat in front of, like, computers. Everyone puts on headphones and doesn't talk to one another.
Nobody.
So if someone talks to you, everyone's like, well, why are you talking to me? Like,
what do you want?
Yeah.
Ask you what you want.
Yeah.
What do you want?
So, guys, so back to...
Yeah. So, Afro Charlie.
Yeah, what we have today.
Afro Charlie, so... On the topic, what's your take,
bro? So
living here, working abroad.
Yeah, for me, like me personally, I have like good opportunities, so I'm trying to like get my own kingdom, get my own power. Like,
that's that's like the business, the sustainability I was talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Like, honestly,
safe.
And
big
then,
up.
And then like.
Congrats.
Try to just enable. Oh my jeez, cause
that's dope.
Heavy.
That's
big
dope.
Up King.
Cause like, yo, the squad who has like the abilities.
Yeah.
The squad who has like
that is true,
opportunities.
Yeah.
And the people who don't like, yo, like I mean,
the loyal
I have to
G's.
Say it to be
put,
frank,
yeah,
but,
you put
like,
the loyal
like,
G's.
Yeah, like yo, it's trapping.
No,
I'm not. Doesn't have to be illegal or trap, but it's trapping meaning
it's
like
yo, hustle.
Yeah,
yeah,
take
the word.
Everything
that's
that
awesome.
You can get.
True.
And,
that's
like,
dope.
Build.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Because it's true. Like even look at you. Like you're literally like a singer. Like you be
he's
like
everything.
Sustainable bricks.
Yeah.
You're doing this.
He be
like,
everything.
Even that, like man, like in London, you know how many people have said, oh yeah,
guys,
oh, let's do
guys.
A podcast. Let's do a podcast. You guys. He literally, so last year was like, do you want to be a podcast with us? Yep. Okay, recording on Thursday.
Yeah.
That was like 2 days.
Boom.
Boom. Now we've been here every Thursday.
And there was everything.
Yeah. Shout out to Cubano, though.
Okay,
yeah,
shout out
to Cubano.
Shout out to your idea.
Yeah.
And shout out to you.
Yeah.
Like,
no, shout out to you too,
yeah,
bro.
Shout out to Afro Charlie.
Afro Charlie.
Oh, it's been amazing.
Generous guy.
Producing.
So generous.
You guys check out on Instagram, Afro Charlie.
Listen to his music. Now that I rate that so much to building your kingdom here. Like,
yeah, true. It's like we'll build up because everything will be here. Like honestly, yeah. I mean, I'll be dead, but like I know everything will be here. So.
Oh, that's beautiful. I always think we can have our own Wakanda. You know, like
yeah.
I really think so.
Yeah.
I think Chadwick, like he was telling us, you know, like. We just have to remember that we really can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, you know what we're saying? We're not agreeing, like, we're not solely agreeing. Like, obviously that you were saying, oh, there's more security when you go abroad, right? You can have a job, a 9-to-5, someone pays you, you get good money. You end up spending it somehow, though. Like, I kind of feel like the more money people have, the more they will spend, right?
Yeah, you have more needs. The more money you have, the more needs you have.
You go to like a better barber or hairdresser.
Your standards get higher.
Yeah, you dress
your
differently.
Life is not, life
your lifestyle
is like just
changes.
Knowing the
your
balance
food.
Between your needs and your wants.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yo, I'm against that though. Nah, I'm 100% against that shit, bro.
What's that?
I'm against like your needs shouldn't like multiply with your earnings or like your status, man. Like some teacher told me that shit. Sorry, but like some teacher told me that when I was young, and I took that shit to heart, bro. Like yo, like right now you're getting money, you're getting like one ball of kinky, like right now your money doubles, you don't need to go.
That's
you're
true.
Alive.
Hey,
yeah.
No one was saying that we agreed. We're just saying that's what human beings do. Because I read something, if you can't afford something 3 times, you shouldn't buy it.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
And if you want to use it more than 6 times, then you shouldn't buy it either.
Yeah. And then if you want to buy something, you should make sure that you have you're buying it at 10%, you have 100% of that.
Yeah.
Before you buy, because you have to maintain it, right?
Yeah.
So if you're gonna buy something,
yeah.
you know, you buy something and you know that you cannot maintain it, you just don't get it. It makes no sense, you know.
Literally.
No, true. True.
Yeah. Put the extra into ownership, man.
Yeah. You know?
Like, honestly, you want other people's stuff, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was like, I feel like that's the way, man. You need to own other people's stuff.
You know, I'm like, I'm reading this book called The 4-Hour Work Week. Yeah. And 4-Hour Work Week. Like, it's one of the top two books. Like, the top book, I think, is Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I think I mentioned that before, by Robert Kiyosaki. Yeah. That one is, like, the most fire book. Like, that made me want to quit my job and have my own business. And then 4-Hour Work Week by Liz Ferris, I think. Oh, my God. That book is, like, a gem from the beginning to end. It gives you, like, super good advice. But also, like, it literally tells you, like, you know how we, like, we'd be living abroad, like, everything is expensive, you get paid more, but then you obviously get taxed more, your rent is high, do you know what I mean? Like, living is high, eating out, like, going out, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, shopping. But the book tells you, like, if you then live abroad, you can, like, life is cheaper, and it's obviously, like, proportionate, like, me living here, I work here now, does that make sense? So, it is proportionate. Someone who comes on holiday is obviously different, but like, it gives you all these ideas about what you can do on a daily basis and be more productive. Like, I was literally reading it today, and it's just like, mind-blowing. 4-Hour Work Week. Because the goal is literally, and it makes me feel like,
sounds like an interesting book.
Listen, I really recommend it to everyone. Read Rich Dad Poor Dad first, and then 4-Hour Work Week. And anyone who wants to recommend a third book to me.
Yeah, me out. Yeah, Alchemist.
Oh no, I've read that. That's my favorite book since school. But that's like
Paulo Coelho.
I've read it in like six different languages.
Yeah, no, that's amazing.
It's originally Portuguese.
Paulo Coelho. Coelho means. Do you know what Coelho means?
No, I don't know.
It means rabbit.
Ah.
Sorry, but anyway, the Alchemist. It's so cool. But you know what?
No, I am reading. No,
but the Alchemist is cool because it's about following your dream and knowing that, you know, you will find your treasure.
Your stars will align.
But I always used to read stuff like that, which obviously, like, is really great. But then self-help books, I discovered that like 2 years ago. I think I mentioned that before, like during like Corona, you know, like start investing and stuff.
Yeah, but Richest Man in Babylon.
That's a good book.
That's a good book.
Okay.
That's a very good book.
Alright, maybe that should be the next one. Then.
Yeah, do that.
But yeah, this book, man, it was literally, and you know when you're reading it and it confirms like my move to Ghana personally.
Yeah.
Because what I was saying a minute ago, you can have this 9-to-5 that's well paid, but you're not living.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's as well, like with the weather, like it is very impactful that you can't always like do stuff. Like a mate of mine made this brand, shout out to Sam, called Half Decent Day. It's a basketball brand.
Yeah.
Because in London, if it's a half decent day, it's good enough. Like, I've played where the sun's shining, it's so cold you can't feel your hands.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Whereas here in Ghana, I can ball any. Like, Selassie, like, when I moved here, it's like, where do I ball? He's like, come aviation. Shout out to aviation people.
Yeah.
That's how we got tight, yo. Like, you can play anytime.
Yeah.
Like, even with my team, like, shout out to Reformers, yo, we be balling. There's no, like, oh, we can't play because of cold or rain, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then here, like when you drive, you're like, there's so many business opportunities. And it's what you said, like, everything has been done. Not everything, but it's more difficult to come up with an idea.
More things to like.
Yeah. Charlie, you'd be driving, it's like, something. There's so many problems, but then we need solutions, right? So we come up with them, we need to provide them. But then, like you said, like, time is so outstretched here. Also because of the weather. So, like, we would end up hating the heat, but I mean, I'm happy about it, right? But
it's hot.
I do get it, though. Yo, it is hot. It's hot. Keep hydrated.
It's crazy.
Keep hydrated. But like,
the bath.
Pure water.
Drink your pure water.
But then it's about like doing, like, and then obviously, it's like, hot. The good thing is you can live here. The way people enjoy you, I've never seen that ever. It can be any day of the week, and whatever background you're from.
Yeah.
You could go to like some high end bar, but you also like the street bars in, like, do you know what I mean? Tamala, Bali, like Boma, like they be fire or
super. Everywhere
like,
is popping.
Everywhere is popping every day.
Every day, everywhere, every time.
You can get food anytime.
Anytime.
The way enjoyment here is different, right? I was literally telling my sister, I was like, come here, like her and me here will be like
Ghana enjoy. And then Ghana December, it's out of his mind blowing.
Hey, December is just like a different world.
You know, you have everyone in the world.
Somebody want me, bro.
Bro, like apart, like there's so much traffic. I know it so makes you crazy.
That's true, actually.
Yeah.
That's true.
But
you know what? When you live here, it's like.
Hey, really? Outside.
Where are you gonna go? Where are you gonna go?
I don't know, but somewhere they won't bounce me.
Where there's no traffic. But I need to break it to you. London driving is the same. Like, you can't even drive because there is a congestion charge, so you can't drive into the city. And then they've up, obviously, fuel prices everywhere. But yeah, you can only drive until a certain point. And then because they really care about the environment, a lot of roads are like blocked off now for bikes and stuff. So really, it's encouraged to take the bus. Does that make sense? Yeah. So driving here for me would actually be like a cool luxury because I tried to have a car in London and it's like, you know, everything is strict abroad. Like I dropped off a friend at the train, at the subway station. Charlie, there was no sign. Like I've been driving since I was 18. I'm like one of the best drivers I know. Yeah. Thanks to my dad. Shout out, Papa. Like, there was no sign. I stopped, £70 fine because I literally let her get out of the car after the basketball game. Like, in the afternoon, there was no traffic, no one around. And then, literally, I was trying to refute it. Hey, people get fines right, left, and center. Like, mad, because you just need to, like, someone just needs to be on your case. Does that make sense? And then, especially, like, as a, like, I'm talking UK now, but US is even worse. It's like an unfair and sad topic. But for, like, black man, like, a mate of mine was just outside of a fish in Dijon, shout out. Like, he literally just did, like, a basketball feature for London Lions. He was outside a fish and chip shop with his brother, like maternal, paternal brother, blood brother. They're giving each other a handshake because they're joking. The police claims that they tried to exchange weed, right? This was like, he literally has been on so many TV channels and radio stations, like, and he has his own business, like teaching kids about, like, you know, being educated, being motivated to, like, achieve in life through sports, through basketball. But, like, the way he got treated, just because he's 6'9" and he's black. Like, in the end, they couldn't put... Man doesn't smoke. I've known him for so many years. He doesn't smoke. Like, and they're trying to claim...
Stereotype, you know.
Stereotype.
This is just a clear example of fucked up stereotype shit.
Literally. And the moment he opens his mouth, like, he's so eloquent with his words. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's literally, because you're black, or you're wearing a tracksuit, or it could just your skin color, or you're wearing this. Like, it's always an excuse. It's always an excuse. Like, why should what you wear matter? What your skin color matter? True. Your hair, like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People get to be free here. Like, how can women in London be told how to wear their hair to work?
Yeah, it shouldn't be so.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's like all these rules that I imposed. And that's what I mean, Selassie. Like, I didn't mean to be rude earlier. It's not directed at people who are struggling. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm here as well to help them. Does that make sense? Like, I volunteered last Sunday. I volunteered before. Like, I want to do, like, the most. Like, as soon as I believe, like, you make money, it's great to, like, give back, innit? So it's not directed at people who haven't got anything.
So is it right for... I can't say is it right, but then, like, so what do we have to say to or about, like, when people have to leave because they have opportunities outside?
I mean, I think personally it's up to every person. Personally, I, like, I just kind of feel like if everyone did what made them happy and respected everyone else, as long as they don't harm other people, we would be in a good place.
Yeah.
I am not telling anyone to move here or go abroad. I can just speak out of experience, and so far it's like made me happy. And only times I'm not happy, it's when I'm literally having brainwashed where I'm like, I should be working. Like, even my nephew said to me today, Auntie Paddy, why do you work so much? And then I'm reading the 4-hour work week as I'm getting my hair done, because that's what you do, right? And literally, it's like, it's not about the amount of time that you put in. It's about being productive. It's not about what you do, but, like, it's about loving it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If there's someone who can do it for cheaper, like, no. If something makes sense and it's more expensive, just do it, because you can recoup the money. I think, and that's the thing maybe about being here. I'm like, there's so many ventures and people that support each other. Like, Selassie, the first thing he mentions is he wants to bring his friends in. And that's how we all work, innit? He produces, someone, like, you rapped the other day, like, Like, you always be shouting at Love Languages Cafe on Instagram. Like, you as well. Like, it was so nice how you posted that, like, bookmarked. It was, like, the nicest story.
Yeah.
Like, we all have each other's back, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Like, I'd be reposting yourself all the time as well. I think that's the smallest thing anyone can do, innit? It's like,
That's the least you could do, you know, just support.
That's true.
Give it out to the world. You know, you never know who is watching and who would need it.
Literally. Yeah, so
if we can get it out, why not?
Literally. Yeah. That's what I was saying to my Uber driver, man. Like, you can be kind to someone. It's not that you expect something in return, but, like, giving kindness, you get kindness back. Yeah. You give energy, you get it back. Like, the same thing in this book, it was saying that every time you complain, you actually give up so much energy. So they were saying this trick, when you have a bracelet, every time you complain, you should change the side of the wrist, because then it's like a physical, and you should try for 21 days not to complain. And I was like, wow, like, we do complain. Like, even me, like, how many times have I not complained about bolts? And we would, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Bolts are hectic.
Like, they are. We said we need to do a topic on it. We will.
Yeah, I know.
So I feel like, there can be so many downsides in both places. It's truly what will make you happy, innit? I personally know I don't want a rat race.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here. And then it's about, it's about making it happen here. But I feel like as long as people believe in themselves, they can do anything.
Yeah.
And the only person that ever stops you is you.
Yeah. No, that's true.
You look in the mirror and that's you. It's you against you.
It's your mind. Most of the time, it's your mind.
It's all in your head.
Literally. That's what they say, mental health is so important, innit?
Yeah.
Like, your mental health is the most important thing. And people are not supported about that in Ghana, are they?
No, a lot of people don't really know about, you know, mental health issues and what they are and the different types of mental health issues. And, you know, they don't know how to treat it. They don't know who to talk to because people are also judgmental about it. So, as I said, my profession is I'm a medical doctor. I'm very well versed in, you know, psychology, psychiatry. So anything with regards to that, you want to talk, you can hit me up, El Cubano on Instagram, you know.
Yes. Sorry, could you repeat that bit one more time? Because I was just, and we need to cut this, but I was just checking what time it is. It is 11. So can you say the bit where I was talking? So say, hit me up on Instagram.
Yeah, so you can hit me up on Instagram at El_Cubano, for anything that's got to do with mental health issues. You know, you want to talk about an issue, you never know, you know, they're very relatable problems that a lot of people are going through. So many factors. It could be financial, it could be emotional, it could be psychological, it could be, you know, it could be past trauma, it could be anything. You know, you have to get it out. And it really helps. And there's so many ways, there's so many therapies you can, you know, you can do. So, hit me up.
Yeah, you should. I think it's, like, dates back to people not being allowed to express themselves.
Yeah.
Like, I think even now, like, black men are told to, like, man up. We've spoken about it. And then black females, or especially, like, especially in Ghana, like, women just get told to be quiet, innit? So people are not allowed to, like, express how they feel, innit? And that's, like, the biggest downfall. But, so yeah, so, I mean, the four of us, I guess we believe in living in Ghana because that's where we are, right?
Yeah.
Unless, I mean, you are thinking about moving eventually.
Yeah.
But that's more of a traveling thing, you said, isn't it?
It's more of a, but it's more of a traveling thing, but then I also see that I'm a man of the world.
Yeah.
No, yeah, like experience, definitely, like, experience different cultures. Like, that one, definitely.
Yeah, but then,
like, work. And then live here too, like majority. But then, like, experience different cultures.
But you know what it is as well. 1,000%. Like, you know what Selassie was saying with the whole.
I'm trying to be in Ghana for like 3 weeks in a year.
Oh,
and then like in the maybe in the next 5 years, that would be my optimum, you know, goal.
But that's because you've lived here all your life, right?
Yeah.
I think it's just important to experience. I think, and that's definitely something I truly think. Definitely. It's great to, like, experience other cultures and living abroad.
It's beautiful.
Because even me, I'm not saying that no one can say they're going to be somewhere forever. Like, people keep asking me, are you going to be there forever? Like, I am the most, like, spontaneous person, and I always follow my heart. So if there was something that came up, I would do that. And there's like, if you can work abroad, and we can still support, like every networking that you start, I'm not saying I'm leaving, by the way, but every networking that you establish, that can still be continued, right? Yeah. Like, if you find a charity here that you like I want to grow my business here, like Love Language Cafe is happening. I'm gonna have a beach bar or a cafe. Do you know what I mean? And I want it to be international. Yeah. So that means, and like Love Language Cafe for me is more like a culture club. Because you know what you're saying earlier, like experiencing other cultures, you learn more about yourself.
Yeah.
There's so much beauty out there. Like, why should we just keep it to one, innit?
Mm-hmm.
So, I definitely say travel. Yeah. Like, I said it earlier, if everyone going here could travel, they see how beautiful it is. But it doesn't mean you have to be here. You can be wherever. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone should do what makes them happy. Yeah, like, it's totally. No, not even that. You can choose, innit? Whatever works best for you.
I also know some people who work 6 months wherever in the world, and then they come back in their home 6 months.
That's so cool.
So if it's part, if you can, you know, work that type of schedule, why not? You work 6 months and then you play 6 months, so play hard, work hard situation.
I hear you, literally.
Yeah,
literally, I hear you. So so all in all, what are we saying,
Selassie? What did you think?
What are we saying
to wrap it up?
Amy, just to throw this, like, me, hopefully I'll be in Rwanda for the other 6 months, bro. That should be my second house, bro.
You love Rwanda. I want to visit. Yeah. I want to go everywhere in Africa.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Rwanda is, it looks
nice. Is it? Oh, let's go, man. Let's do a trip. Yeah. Let's do those trips.
Kubano, all in all.
I need property there.
Rwanda, cool. I really want to go to Ethiopia as well, and Kenya,
Nigeria
to party. Nigerians know how to party.
East Africa, they have very beautiful women, you know.
I even want to go Kutu. I want to go everywhere.
What'd you say, man?
That's all you.
That's
your reason,
huh?
It's a top reason. You know, they are very beautiful.
For me, it's just beaches.
East Africa women.
I think every African woman is beautiful, and every African man too.
Oh shit!
Hey,
but the African men are, you know.
Hey,
the melanin.
The melanin is the most important. It's the most beautiful. And there's this other book that I'm reading. It's like daily. Well, it's a friend. Shout out to Pedro. We are in a group chat. He sends his daily like meditations, and it's like daily meditations for people of color. And like, literally today's was like, strength has always been within you. Like, you are beautiful, and you are you're intelligent. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, even if people have tried to tell you that you are not, like, it's literally within everyone, isn't it?
Yeah, you have to find it and unlock it. You know, it takes just one day for you to unlock that. You know, that spark, and then you take one step and you take another step, and you just keep moving forward. You know,
and you take
sometimes you feel, you know, gravitated to the ground, like it's heavy. But then you just need to take that one step, and then, you know, it goes.
And just talk to someone. I kind of feel like from one conversation, so much happens. Like every time I like go somewhere, you know, like when you always meet dope people.
Yeah.
Like connecting is just like the coolest thing. Yeah. And when people are excited about what they do.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? A musician, a producer, whatever, an artist, just an athlete, like, entrepreneur, like whenever someone talks about what they love, and we talk about it when we're talking about relationships, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like when you love what you do, like it radiates through and it makes that person like shine, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cool. So, well, to run it off, I would say Ghana is definitely the place to be, but not just Ghana, like the motherland. Like, I literally want to explore all of Africa, man. But
Africa is beautiful.
Like whatever people want to do, whether it's for work or love or whatever, family. You gotta do what you gotta do, man.
Yeah,
innit?
Yeah.
Just respect the grind. Keep people. Yeah.
Do what makes you happy.
Yeah. Just be kind. Respect people. Yeah.
At the end of the day, just do what makes you happy. Like what we. That's what it should be.
Yeah.
I believe.
That's what I believe. Like, you know, like following your dream, that will make you happy, right? So why postpone it? Like, why think I'm gonna wait until I retire? Because.
Yeah.
Sorry, but we've all lost so many loved ones, and like, we only talk about it when it's like a grim day, but like actually they should be celebrating. We should talk about them every day, like the stuff that I'll be doing. Like I'm like even this morning, like, you know, when I just need to express gratitude every day, and my ancestors are guiding me. And like, I'm living for the people who are not here anymore. Do you know what I mean? And for the people who are here. Like, yeah, there's someone to be grateful for.
Yeah.
In it.
Yeah, but then like thinking about it, it's really, you know, like it's really not easy when you don't have anything. Like,
oh, definitely.
Going back to like what Afro Charlie was saying about.
And look, that's the thought on my back, on the back of my mind. Like, but then we need to make it so we can give back to the community.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we want to get to that. We want to get to that.
You can't give them anything, bro. You have to teach them how to get their own.
Yeah, no. But then it's like you know, they are like
education. Some
like let's say when you pick the kids, right?
Yeah.
The kids like that are walking on the streets.
Yeah.
You know, like it's not.
No, it's a family.
Not privileged.
It's the family that needs to be helped.
To say, but then, yeah, so it's like there's when support comes, but then it's like it's not like you spoon feed all the time, you know. Okay. There'll be that emergency, yeah, but then, yeah. So, yeah, too.
Yeah, but what's the last said about education, though?
Yeah.
It's true. Like, the parents just need to be educated about, oh, this is what you. And also, like, it's not a handout, but you sponsor someone in it.
Yeah.
Like, my Uber driver was saying today, like, you know, 7 months he was like laid off. Then they're like, oh, you can leave now. And then it was actually like a mentor who was like, here's some money.
Yeah.
See what you can do with it.
Yeah.
Hey, a lot of people would spend it. Now, man was like, how can I invest it? He bought a car. He's a Bolt driver now.
Yeah, that's good.
In it.
Yeah.
And like I said to him, like, you can now work your own hours. No one's telling you what to wear, what to say, what to do.
Yeah.
Like. Respect, isn't it? I was like, congratulations. He owns land as well. I was like, teach me, bro.
Yeah. He's a sensible nigga, man. So
yeah.
Somebody's dropping that money in that strip club or something, you know. Yeah, so, yeah, it's just, I mean, there's some people who, you know, do everything.
I feel you.
But you know what's nice? It's to experience different things, I think. Like, you've experienced living in Cuba, you've experienced. Do you know what I mean? Amazing. Like, even for me, like, it's dope not just being on holiday. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, so we rounded off to Akwaba.
Yeah, power frequency.
Come to Ghana.
Amazing time we're having here with the family again. Today Afro Charlie was like, yo, I'm back, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, we missed you last week,
Afro,
you know.
Charlie was like, I'm back.
It was different with that.
Like, definitely, like, let us know what you think, like, comment, subscribe, you know, like.
Yeah. Do you know what would be interesting? It'd be interesting to know people's stories. Like, if you could tell us, like, where do you live? What do you do? And why?
Or like,
would you want to live in a motherland? Or is it something like that you wanted to leave? Like, isn't it?
And even if you have like questions, you know, like about where to get what or what to do,
everything.
You know, you can just reach out.
That's a nice idea.
Yeah.
If you need links in London,
shout
me, Portugal.
No. Yeah, definitely.
I speak 6 languages, by the way, in the Earn Love Languages Cafe. If you want to learn the language, get in touch.
Yeah,
you guys should also get a drink. You know, you guys should also get a drink and join us. You know,
you say this now when we're finishing.
I'm saying for every episode. You know, we haven't told you, but then, you know, just join us, get yourself a drink.
Hey, wait,
enjoy the time.
I think our tribe would be doing that and much more.
Just, you know, just chill, you know.
So the Spanish people here randomly, I've been watching this thing.
Coño, de pinga madre, de puta madre, coño.
Coño.
We talk about off.
Kanye has to be off air.
Guys, like, you are literally a blessing. Thank you so much.
No, you too.
Like, I literally was grateful for you guys this morning too.
No, thank you guys. Thank you guys for that. Thank you, Afro Charlie.
The feeling is mutual.
And then today, like, Wavy isn't here.
Wavy jeans.
Wavy. No Kelly Willa today.
Yeah, but then
falafel.
Like some shawarma just come. Yeah, and the falafel wrap.
About to tuck in.
So she's about to have a falafel with some hummus.
Yeah.
And then, you know, vegan
way.
And then there's also the meat for the meat guys.
Yeah, the shawarma.
But then no pepe. There's no meat here, bro.
Yeah, no pepe.
I'm hungry too.
There's no meat in the shawarma. All right, it's cool.
Yeah.
All right, we peace out, people.
All right, guys.
All right, power frequency.
See you soon.
Yeah, power frequency to the world.
All right.
Stay blessed.
Dope.
Bless you.
Hydrated.